My friend, we are busy making masks. Given the climate of the earth right now, everyone wants to keep their faces covered, and who could blame them? So we decided to, while we were in a downtime, because we did lose a lot of business because of this, weddings and grads and all that kind of lovely stuff. So not only do we have to find a way to keep the bills paid, but there's a need that needed to be filled here. So we already have the skills to do it. So we spent a little while working on a design and working on a pattern, and we finally hammered it down and decided to make these masks for people to safely walk around and try their best to not get the coronavirus or spread it around.
So what did you base the design on?
We just kind of tried a few things. We tried the classic rectangle pattern and didn't like that because, you know, ultimately we want these things to be functional, but, you know, we need them to be fashionable as well just because, you know, our name's going to be on them.
Yeah.
So we worked on the design and we finally zeroed in on a really nice balaclava style design that goes over the nose, under the chin, and covers the mouth with space between your nose and your mouth so you're not pressed against your mask. And then they're nice and comfortable and 100% cotton and all in really cool artist designs, you know?
We're also using a filter in between the two pieces of fabric, so they're reversible. One side's a solid color, one side has a funky pattern, and then there's a pocket in between them where we can put a filter. A friend of ours actually did some research for us and sourced an air conditioner filter that is high grade for all the things that we're trying to block right now.
Yeah, give me an idea of the cost of these masks.
They are going for $10 a piece or three for $25. It's a low profit margin to us, but we just want people to have these and be safe, you know? Also, we've been donating to any families or people at risk who don't quite have the income right now or are experiencing financial issues due to the coronavirus. So we are very happy to donate to people who can't afford them or just simply it's not in their cards right now, something like that. So we've been doing that. And on top of that, other people have been paying for extra ones to give to these people as well. So it's a beautiful show of humanity, quite frankly, the response we're getting in regards to a lot of people are buying them for their own families and then paying for a couple of more for people who might not be able to afford them, which is just absolutely beautiful.